from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Shh. Be very quiet. I'm hunting Wittergeists. Ha
Searching for quiet here on our 94th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode 94. And now, here's the man who single-handedly declared open season on Wittergeist, Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome. Ego sum prianis Michaelis pagina. Welcome to our 94th show. We're in the 20th week of ordinary time, or the 12th week of after Pentecost, depending on which calendar you prefer to use. In case you're wondering why I'm whispering, our feature topic later on is about silence. At Mass, there is a time to recite, a time to sing, and a time to even keep silence. We're going to talk about this later, and we're also going to have an extra special treat in our semi-live segment as well. But first, we have to break the silence for a bit and bring you some guys that are habitually loud, the Jungle Screechers.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And a big thank you to them Jungle Screechers. Today we're going to go through the feast this week, the 20th week of ordinary time in the ordinary form, and the 12th week after Pentecost in the extraordinary form. Monday, the 20th of August, both extraordinary and ordinary forms, St. Bernard. Tuesday, in the ordinary form, St. Pius X. In the extraordinary form, St. Jane Frances de Chantal. Now if you notice, last Saturday, St. Jane Frances' feast was celebrated in the ordinary form. Now, Wednesday, we have a couple of feasts here that are both devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. First one, in the ordinary form, is the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the extraordinary form, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Thursday, the 23rd, in the ordinary form, an optional St. Rose of Lima, in the extraordinary, St. Philip Benizi. Friday, in both forms of the Mass, St. Bartholomew. Saturday, in the ordinary form, two optionals, St. Joseph Calasanz or the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the extraordinary, St. Louis King. And finally, Sunday, the 26th. In the ordinary form, the 21st Sunday of ordinary time. And in the extraordinary form, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live. Riding high with the Bitmap.
Howdy. This here's the Bitmap. Brian decided to put me here for one reason. I have such a quiet voice. Well, we have a couple of feasts to look at here. The Assumption, which was just last Wednesday. And I reckon, yeah, the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time, which was just last Sunday. But first, here's a rundown of the music we did on both days. We started out, of course, over there with Gloria from Misa De Angelis from the Jubilate Deo collection. The Alleluia was the chant mode 6. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei in English were from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. The Memorial Acclamation and Amen were the Danish Amen setting. and the chant Lord's Prayer was in English. Now, here's our opening hymn from last Wednesday's Assumption Mass. Just heard Hail Holy Queen and Throne Above. And that's the translation of the Salve Regina Caelitum, which I believe is a paraphrase of Salve Regina Mater Misericordiae. Now the psalm of the day was The Queen Stands at Your Right Hand Arrayed in Gold. And that goes with Psalm 45, and I believe that was chanted to tone 8G. Now we're going to play that little special treat that Brian was telling you about earlier. You like this one.
Thank you.
that you just heard was the Ave Maria, of course, by Franz Schubert. That was sung by 9-year-old soprano Julia Anton. Now, in case you wonder who this 9-year-old prodigy is, she's the daughter of Maria Anton, who sings in the choir at Holy Ghost, and also serves as the cantor for 7:30 Mass on Sunday mornings. Now, here's a little short bit of a Magnificat we were doing last Wednesday. You just heard came from a Croatian source, or at least the refrain did, but there were no verses to it, so we wanted to add some verses to it so it's not so monotonous and all this repeating stuff. So what Brian did was cantored verses in Latin to Psalm Tone 7. Now, the closing hymn for the Assumption was Immaculate Mary. I think everybody knows that one. Now, looking at Sunday's list here, we did for the opening hymn, you've heard it on enough podcasts already, Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past. The responsorial psalm, Lord, Come to My Aid, with Psalm 40, and sung the tone 8G. The offertory was, Take Up Your Cross, the Savior said. That was a text by Charles Everett and a tune called Erhalt uns Herr, and some might know it with another Lenten text called The Glory of These 40 Days. The communion was You Satisfy the Hungry Heart with Gift of Finest Wheat, another one I think just about everybody's familiar with by now. And let's play back our closing hymn here. hymn there was the closing hymn that was, "There is a wideness in God's mercy." The text was written by Frederick Faber. There was the same guy that gave us "Faith of Our Fathers," which they sang last week. And the tune is a Dutch tune called "In Babylonia." And we'll be back.
Greetings. Brian Michael Page here, speaking for another great Brian. Brian No. Brian No is the beloved host of Verbum Domini podcast. Now, I'm not telling you to miss Mass on Sunday. I would never do that. It's a mortal sin, okay? But when you come home, tune into verbumdomini.com and re-listen to the readings as only Brian No could present them. Makes for great reflection. And additionally, Brian reads from, on the most part, the Revised Standard Version, Second Catholic Edition. Yes, that new Ignatius Bible, the one that actually conforms to the requirements of the 2001 Vatican document Liturgiam Authenticam, meaning authentic liturgy. Scripture that is truly Catholic for our time. After you come home from Holy Mass, listen again to the readings. Verbum Domini, the word of the Lord. Verbum Domini podcast with Brian No. At verbumdomini.com.
Don't do this at church.
Shut up. Hey, shut up, you!
Silence is golden. Ooh. Silence is golden. Good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you know that silence is golden? Yeah, seriously. Many times, silence is even better than golden. Silence is sacred. Silence is prayerful. Silence is meditative. Silence is contemplative. Silence is precious. Silence is a getaway from all that noise that you're stuck in for at least 5, possibly 6 days a week. When one comes to Holy Mass on Sundays, that's roughly 1 hour of getting away from all that racket, give or take travel time. You come into church, the house of God. Serene, give or take an organ prelude, which is intended not to entertain, but to enhance prayer. Most of the prelude music is fairly soft, though some of it can come out with a little more life than normal. The postlude that follows the closing hymn is usually fairly loud, but still an attempt to provide a prayerful exit from the church. There are even moments of silent meditation within the Mass. There's that pause for a few seconds between the time the lector finishes the first reading and the time we start singing the responsorial psalm. There's another pause after the second reading that, at least when I'm playing, I let the priest take control of. You see, because before I intone the Alleluia, I wait for the priest to stand up. And what this does is it gives the priest time to take as much silent meditation time as he would like. Then there's that meditation that the priest often wishes to take after preaching his homily, usually before going into the creed. And then there's also that bit of silence that we'll insert when Father sits after Holy Communion is finished. And these are silences that are almost like built in. However, at many weddings and funerals, and sometimes even your regular Sunday and Holy Day celebrations of Mass, problems arise when you run into situations such as this. Okay, here is our closing hymn from last Wednesday. Mind you, this was the Holy Day of Obligation, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Here's our closing hymn, and it was one that everybody pretty much knows. I'd say it's one that every English-speaking Catholic should know, Immaculate Mary. Listen carefully, and you'll see why we cut this hymn after only two verses.
Immaculate.
Now, did you hear all that noise? People couldn't save it for the Nautex. Of some of these people, the idol's chat seems to begin right at the beginning of the recessional hymn. And hell with whispering. Our recessional hymn is number 30 in the back of the Missalette. 3-0.
Hi, how are you? Hey, did you see that bench clearing brawl during the Little League World Series last night? Wasn't that great? Hello? Take that conversation outside, will you? Even after Mass, there are some people that like to pray. Shut your holes and respect their space, will you? Even better, how about some respect for the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who is ever present in the most blessed sacrament? Yes, even after Mass, the Lord is still there, in the tabernacle. It's his house, don't you get it? And I'm sure there are many a parish who has run into this. Not just Mike Parish. In fact, I've worked several parishes over the past 26 years. The situation hasn't changed a whole hell of a bit. In fact, one parish I served, and mind you, this was a parish that I was very happy at. One guy actually approached me after Mass and complained that my postlude was too loud because the people down back couldn't hear themselves in idle chat. Well, boo-hoo! Take the idle chat outside. It doesn't belong in church in the first place. So, very simple. Let's keep the loud, idle chat for outside the church. Inside the church proper, we must, repeat the word, must keep a prayerful atmosphere in the presence of the Lord. Earlier in our show, you heard Hail Holy Queen Enthroned Above as sung by the Holy Ghost Choir and Congregation. Now, here's a setting of that hymn you don't hear too often. This will really knock your socks off.
Thank you.
Last year, we got to play the tail end of this particular hymn, Hail, Holy Queen, Enthroned Above. And this was the setting that was done last year. It's the parish of Mater Ecclesiae, Latin for Mother of the Church. They are a parish that was established in the year 2000, dedicated to the extraordinary form of the Mass, according to the 1962 Missal. So, yep, this time you heard the full version of that hymn. And I will actually tip my hat to our good friends at the New Liturgical Movement, and we'll leave a link to both that and Mater Ecclesiae Church in our show notes. This was a solemn high traditional Latin Mass that took place on Assumption at Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Camden, New Jersey. And this was done for the Mater Ecclesiae Parish. It states here, Mater Ecclesiae is the first canonically established church owned and staffed by a Roman Catholic diocese that has been granted exclusive use of the Roman Missal Typical Edition of 1962. Wow. That edition of Hail Holy Queen Enthroned Above, I got to tell you, that rocks even more than the version at Sister Act. We'll be back.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Don't do this at church.
It's time for our gathering hymn, so everybody, let's get down and sing! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Faith of the Grannies, a song about poncho ladies.
Hello there. Seamus here. Hey, for the first time in a while, we're going to take a trip on some classical Latin. Today we're going to trash the hymn Salve Regina. Yes, I did say Salve Regina. And here we go. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Ducedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii heve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ego, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis, Maria.
Greetings. Father Judd McFry here. Brian asked me to inform you, our listeners, about our new communications kiosk. There are so many ways you can connect with Christos Vincit anywhere. Of course, there's the Vote at Podcast Alley, and you can leave feedback there as well. You can also review our show at iTunes, or you can leave a note on our message boards, or you can give us a dig, and you can send even an email to us. There are so many ways you can communicate with us. Just simply head on to our main page at christosvincit.com and you'll find the links to all of these and more on our sidebar. And please, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit the blog is running in the best Christos Vincit the blog is running in the best religion blog category. Christos Vincit anywhere is running in the best podcast category. You can check that out at bloggerschoiceawards.com. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next time for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Featured anywhere as a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.